Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 24th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Right Side Up. The scripture text is from Acts chapter 17, verse 6. These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. I really enjoy maps and globes. Near Freeport, Maine is the headquarters of the DeLorme Map Company. In the lobby, there is a huge globe completely made up of satellite images of the entire Earth. They call the globe Eartha, which sort of sounds like a feminine goddess to me. It is the largest rotating and revolving globe in the world, measuring 42 feet in diameter and comprised of 140 gigabytes of information. When we are in Maine, we always stop by to see it, and I recall when I once walked around it, and we quoted from John 3:16, which is the clearest verse in the Bible stating God's love for the world. I wonder about something and have yet to find the answer. Globes and maps depict the northern hemisphere as up and the southern hemisphere as down. Is this only the case from our conventional perspective? Or is there an objective reason this is so? Is there an up and down out in space? This brings to mind the daily scripture text. It is a powerful expression of the world's perspective on the mighty impact the early church had on the inhabited earth. It is specifically referring to the ministry of the Apostle Paul and those who traveled with him as they proclaimed the message of Christ in Thessalonica. Apparently, their reputation had preceded them. Their message was so absolutely transforming that it was said to have turned the world upside down. Indeed, wherever the true message of Jesus Christ goes, it has a transforming impact. This impact will be on individuals, families, communities, and entire cultures. It's important to realize that the transformation is upside down from the world's perspective, but right side up according to God's created design. That's why it is so important that we, as followers of Christ, spend time reading, studying, memorizing, and obeying God's owner's manual, the Bible. This morning, I recall a special moment in my personal discipleship when a fellow believer shared with me a spiritual concept based on Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That was some 32 years ago. The process of breaking conformity to the world and transforming into spiritual conformity continues through the renewing of my mind. There have been some setbacks along the way, but God continues the process, and I am assured that He will carry it on to completion until the day He appears. My prayer, Lord, open our eyes to see just how upside down the world is, and to transform us in Christ to being right side up according to your created design. This is Stephen C. Weber on a lovely Monday morning, and as I complete preparing this, the sun is coming up. We're looking forward to that. I do have a link on the website today, dailyencouragement.net, to a page about that large globe in Yarmouth, Maine, actually, is the name of the town it's in, if you care to look at it. Also, a note from Brooksine regarding a surprise birthday party we had for her last Friday evening. And I have a picture of her and some of her friends at that party, if any care to look. Again, that information is on the website, dailyencouragement.net. Stay faithful today, and stay encouraged in your walk with the Lord.